Blog Talk Radio.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. You are the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everybody, to God in the Midst. Get them radio. Hallelujah. Praying in. And I want to start off by saying happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Amen. Thanksgiving is, day after tomorrow. Wow, it came pretty quick. And we thank God, hallelujah, that he has seen fit to have all of us in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Amen. And those that he brought home, glory to God, they're absent from their body and present with the Lord. Hallelujah. So welcome, welcome. We're going to go ahead and get started after a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We love you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We dedicate this broadcast to you. We dedicate everything that we do to you. You are the Holy One, the Glorious One. You are the true and living One. Hallelujah. You are our Savior, our Messiah thing, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we bless you today, Lord God. Move by your Spirit. Have your way. Touch as only you can, Lord God, because we all need a touch from you. And we give you praise for it in advance, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Those who are scheduled to pray in tongues today, we're going to start off with Minister Carrie. She'll go until 2:15, and then Minister Elaine. And after Minister Elaine is Minister Teresa, and that's about 2:30, Minister Teresa. And then at 2:45, we'll close praying in tongues with Evangelist Shirley. Glory to God. I'm opening up each of your lines. I think you all know how this works now. So I'm opening up your lines, and when it's your time to start, you just go right ahead. Praise God. So Minister Carrie, you may begin.
Shalala la 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 Ina shana la mohaya la moshanda. Oh, De chandere rabasaya o hore basi kitira rabose o rabashanda haya hare sientina masaya vaya santere rabase hallelujah ikaya rahavashanda rosia mahaya In a shani kiera hai arabase, onabase, ishandi arabase, ohra rabashanda, etiamahaya, ikaya rabashanda, ora habase, ikaya rabashanda, et robase, ishandere rabasaya, hayera mahaya, ikaya rabase, o shandisi kerera rabase, ikaya rabashanda, ora bashanda. Ayarabase, Ikaya Rabashanda, Oria Rabashanda, Era Rabase, Ikaya Rabashanda, Rosia Mahaya, Era Bashanda, Rohova, Sikerishin City Aramase, Ishandiar Rabase, Ishandiar Rabase, Ishandiar Rabase, Ishandiar Rabase, Ayahayare, Sikaya Rosha Mahaya, Era Rabasaya, Ishandiar Rabose. Nahaya Rabashanda, Ikaya Rabase, O Rabashanda, Anamahasaya, Ikaya Rabashanda, O Rahabase, Ikaya Rabashanda, Rosia Mahaya, Rosia Mahaya, O Rabashanda, I Nahaya Sikaya Rabashanda, Era Rabasaya, O Shandi Rabase, Era Base. Rabashanda. Ika raha shandirisi amahaya, era rabashanda, ora rabahaya, rosha mahaya, ikaya rabase, ora mashandiresi amahaya, ikaya rabashanda, rohobase, ikaya rabase, ora rabase, ori arabase, rosha mahaya, ikaya rabashanda, ayara namahasaya, yes Lord, ikaya rosha mahaya, ishana mahaya, era hasaya. Yeshana Mahaya, Ikai Rabashanda, yes Lord, El Rosimahaya, Neshana Maya, Ayaro Sintiana Mashanda.
Manakasaria tase, yete se, Oromakashana nanana se, Eche kastiria tase, Eta kastiria taso, Oropashana nanana se, Hede koshana namaha, Hede teshe tutadaba, Hede koshana dede se, Yishitana tanya boto, Eche tarana si, Hetana sarina to, Hey, nation, hey, nation, hey, hey, yet a coro baha, he shed a set yet a say, hey, makashana makoho, hey, shay nani, hai shana naso, hey, shay tasi yet a, oh, baba shan da 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 ha, oh, baba shan,
Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you for your word today, Lord God. We thank you, hallelujah, for coming together. Come with us today, Lord. You, hallelujah. You said if two or more are gathered together, then you will be there you are today. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for speaking to us, Lord God. Thank you for speaking even on our behalf, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, Lord. We honor you, we adore you. Hallelujah. You are the Holy One. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all. Thank you all. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Those who just jumped right in and then Evangelist Shirley for jumping back in. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for all of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. All you who volunteered today, all of you who came on, amen, and just praying in the background, we praise God for each and every one of you. We're going to read through our scriptures that we're standing on, and then we'll have the ones who prayed in tongues to give their interpretations first. And then we'll hear others' interpretations. So you can press your number one key, amen, and we'll open the lines after the ones who prayed in tongues give their interpretation. Okay, Romans 8, 26 and 27 are the scriptures that we're standing on as we're praying in tongues, and it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit. because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. And then, and so that's what we stand on as we're praying in tongues, knowing that God is praying for our infirmities. Hallelujah. When we're praying in tongues, infirmities are being taken care of. Hallelujah. We're, he's praying intercession, making intercession for us. Hallelujah. He knows what's in our hearts. Glory to God. He knows what the will of the Lord is. Hallelujah. And so he's praying all of that, the very mind of the Spirit. He's praying all of that as we're praying in tongues. Thank you, Jesus. So it's not so much a great big mystery. He's doing it. We may not know all the details, and that's when we get into interpretation. So we're not going to know the details, but he's going to tell us some things about it. And so Habakkuk 2:1 says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and watch to see what he will say unto me. Amen. So we're listening. We've been listening throughout this whole time of what God is saying to us. And we're just always so blessed to know that there's confirmation of what he says. Because many times he'll say something to several people, the same thing, the same idea, all at the same time. Glory to God. So we know he's in the midst. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I think all of you have been on before when I said that interpretation is not a translation. So somebody could pray for 15 minutes and you get two words. That's an interpretation. You may have heard a song rolling around in your spirit, or that's an interpretation. Whatever the Lord shows you or tells you during this time is something that we want to hear. It's an interpretation. Praise command. So let's start off with Minister Carrie. Praise God, your line is still open.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I hear you well.
Okay. There was a pain on the right side of my head while I was praying, so I don't know if that was something or not. And then I heard Sister Minister Elaine, I kept hearing the word higher. He can. And then, I heard that phrase. And then Sister, I think it was Minister Teresa, I was hearing the word higher too, and seek you. And then the last person, there was some declarations being spoken, he shall. He see, I shall, he is concerned, I shall not, I heard that, and this when she was singing in his spirit, and that was it.
Amen. Praise God. All right. Go back again and say, what were the declarations you heard?
Let me see, I have to write them down. She was saying a lot of declarations. The first one, he shall, and I can't read my writing, right? And that, and then he said, he shall not, and then I shall not. He see you, and he is concerned. I think I heard her say that. I was trying to write it all down. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. And Minister Elaine?
Minister Elaine has nothing to
report.
Yeah,
there you are. Praise.
Amen. But I did hear, I'm not quite sure where, but I heard a lot, the declarations as well. And I didn't write it down because it was so short, but I did hear the minister just mention. But that's about it. Hallelujah. So not too much on my end.
Okay, but that's good. Amen. Because that was Evangelist Shirley near the end. It did sound like declarations. It sounded like the Lord was declaring some things. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Okay, thank you, Minister Elaine. Praise God. Okay, and then Minister Teresa.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hello.
With Minister Carey, I heard had he said it and not do it, or had he not spoken it and I make it good. Minister Elaine, I heard order, I'm your healer. A new level, higher. Behold, I'm doing a new thing, and praise me. That's what I got. I don't know if, you know.
That's good.
And when I was praying, it's like he was telling me to shout it from the rooftop. Just tell the world about him. Redeem the time. Shout it aloud. And tell the world about me. That's pretty much, you know, that's pretty much what I got.
Okay.
Evangelist Shirley, I also have those declarations. Praise me, worship me, I am holy, I am sovereign, serve me, and I'm concerned.
Okay.
And those beautiful children came on praying. That blessed my spirit. I kind of just, I'm like, wow. So praise the Lord for that. That's what I got.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, I don't think you've been on for a little while. I know you've been, the children's, their tongues have changed. Amen. Even their mother's tongue has changed since this time. Hallelujah. God's doing some things. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Okay. And thank you. Always good to hear from you, Minister Teresa. Praise God. Okay. Evangelist Shirley.
Yes, how are you? I didn't know a phone comp came through. I didn't answer it, but I just say whoever it is just can just leave a message, you know, like that, and I just kept on praying. And every day, I guess it was while I was in the spirit of the Lord, because I should have had me caught up for a while. And I must have hit the wrong button or something. And I had it, and when I did come to myself, I had it on hold, so I apologize. So, anyway.
Okay. I was wondering what happened.
Well, that's what happened. That's why I was caught up. I must have hit the wrong button. Because I did not, when I'm praying in my prayer time, I do not stop and answer the phone.
Yes.
I have to let it come afterwards. So, anyway, when I was, when Minister Terry was on, I heard Psalms 21 and the significance of thanksgiving for victory. And then I heard a song saying, victory shall be mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory is mine today. And then I heard one word, and it says congregate. So I don't know what that means to anyone. And the second Minister Elaine, I heard this song, Psalm 56, and it says, trust in God under pressure. Then a song came, by and by, when the morning come, we'll understand it better by and by. And then I also heard, come into my temple and rest in me, servant of God. Be not afraid, the Lord is with thee. I hear your cries. I bottle up your tears. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. No more gloom. And it says, says cheer up. And then for Minister Teresa, it says, trust in me. I come to claim my own hire. Bless to the Lord. Bless to the Lord, O my soul. And forget not all his benefits. Trust me, and the Lord may bless you and keep you. Keep my commandments. And it says something about shine. May God bless you and keep you. May his countenance shine upon you and give you peace. And it says, fret not yourself of evildoers. They shall come down in due time. Wait on the Lord. And I heard, again, a higher level. And I don't know all what I couldn't write down everything that I heard. But I was just walking the light I have given you. Standing on the scripture. Stand on the scripture. Remember the commandments that I gave you. Remember the covenant. So that was it.
Amen.
I don't remember everything, right? But I wrote down.
Well, you remember the whole lot. Oh, you wrote down a whole lot. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist. You get to pray and not be driving at the same time.
Yes, that was good. But Jan, my prayer partner wasn't able to be with me. She said if she can, that she would put the earphones on, you know, if it was a quiet time in the office, that she would try to put on those earphones if she can and listen.
Okay. Okay. Well, I hope she was able to do that. That would be a blessing. Amen. There are people who do that here. They're not able to say anything, but, you know, because they're at work or something, but they put the headphone on and listen, amen, and get blessed. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you, Evangelist. Amen. Good to have you on always, all of you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel, since you and the family prayed a little bit, I'm going to open up your line.
Oh. Hi to everyone. I just wrote down some things.
And I would like to say along with my mom, so can we, you know, like read what my mom wrote down? I would like to read it.
I heard the meek.
The meek.
Shall inherit the earth.
Shall inherit the earth.
And shall delight themselves.
And shall delight themselves.
In the abundance of peace.
In the abundance of peace.
And there was a song that was playing. The Lord our God is strong and mighty. The Lord our God is mighty in battle. Sound the alarm from the holy mountain. He's wonderful, powerful, and mighty is his hand. I don't know if I sung it right, but he's wonderful. And then it goes, I'm just hearing it. He is the King of Glory. And I can hear the music. And then I could begin to hear the rest of the part where it says, there's a battle against you and me, but not a war that our eyes can see. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but of powers and principalities. Well, we must take up our spiritual weapons. We must keep seeking the refuge of God. He is our strong and almighty tower. The devil is defeated today by his power. The Lord our God is strong and mighty. Amen. He is. He's mighty in all of our situations. And I'm hearing no one before him and no one after him. And that is so true. And I say amen to that. And I love you all. And God bless the Pastor Mom, everyone, Pastor Catherine, you, and everyone, Pastor Price, everyone who Minister Carey, all of them. God bless them. And may he strengthen each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And have a blessed Thanksgiving. So now, who was that who said something? That was Malachi?
Yes. And then he left.
Okay. Amber praying in tongues.
Yeah, Amber and Jim. Amber and Gabrielle.
Okay. Okay. What is Malachi saying?
He said, you'll be there? I think he...
I'll be there.
Oh, next time if you ever need us to pray in tongues, he said he'll be there.
All right. Oh, come on now. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. And thank you guys for jumping in for that short amount of time. I appreciate it. You were all ready.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I think about too. Amen. Being on ready. Like Double Duck. Okay. Thank you. Amen. Oh, you were saying something. I closed your line. What were you saying?
Yeah, I was saying we didn't drop the rope. You know how when you do double dutch and they don't drop the rope, we jumped out. We came in successfully by the grace of God, and then we jumped out, and then the next person came in successfully. It flowed. And so the rope never, you know, it never collapsed, and it never got bad. We just kept on going through.
Amen. That's what I'm saying. On ready. That's what the Lord is saying. On ready. Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Okay, Pastor Price. Praise the Lord. And then Pastor Catherine. Welcome, Pastor
God bless
Price.
You. God, thank you. God bless you, Apostle, and all the precious saints in their respective places today. The first, when Minister Carey was praying, I heard, shall I not do all that I promised you? Am I not faithful to you and to my word? Yes, I am the one who lifts the heavy load. Oh, my children, you can trust me, the Lord your God. I gave my son, Jesus Christ, for you. And shall I not with him freely give you all things? Yes, my children, trust in me with all of your hearts and lean not unto your own understanding. Have I not said it? Shall I not do it? And it was so strong today. I mean, the spirit through Minister Carey was very strong today. Keep looking to me, the Lord your God, your Jehovah Jireh, your provider. I am El Rohi. I am the one who sees, I know, and I care. Oh, beloved, know that I am the one who is working behind the scenes just for you. Nothing and no one is too hard for me. No. I do not want you to fret, to worry, or to be anxious about anything. I want you to rest in me and in my love and care for you. My perfect love will cast away all fear, doubt, and unbelief. Yea, my children, I will lift the heavy loads just for you. Then Ministry Lane, I heard, yes, my children, again, I exhort you to rest in me. You are mine, and I am yours. You are in a love relationship with me. I am the lover of your soul. My children, you can trust me. Greater love has no man than he would lay down his life for his friends. I prove my love for you. That is why you can rest and be assured that I will keep my word to you. Do not complicate things. Simply take me at my word. Rest in me. Trust in me, even as a little child would. Remember that I am not a man that I should lie. I keep my word to you. Rest in me. Rest in my bosom. Rest in my word. I am taking you higher and deeper in me for my glory, for my honor, that I may be glorified in and through your lives. Yes, my children, you shall go forth in my service, sharing the gospel, the good news of your Messiah, your Savior, your Lord, and your God. Oh, my children, you are not your own. Excuse me. You are mine. You are mine. I am taking you higher and deeper in me for my glory. It is well. Let that be your words. It is well. I got you, my child. I got yours. I got you, my child, and I got yours. I got this. I'm moving right now behind the scenes. Excuse me. Just for you and all of yours. Get the door, please. Yes, continue to give me, the Lord your God, the glory and the honor, because I, the Lord of hosts, who is strong and mighty in battle and moving mightily on your behalf. Walk by faith and not by sight. Surely, the moment you begin to pray, I begin to move speedily on your behalf. Nothing takes me by surprise. Nothing and no one is too hard for me. Nothing is impossible. You can trust me. So continue to give me thanks. Worship and praise me even before you see it in the natural. Worship me for victory in advance. For I am your Messiah who is faithful that promise. I hold you by my victorious right hand, leading you, guiding you, giving you victory, victory, victory. Dear Minister Teresa, I heard, you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand you still, and see the Lord your God move mightily and swiftly on your behalf. Looked like everybody today was a strong word by the Lord, strong in the spirit. Then I heard, suddenly, I am moving suddenly on your behalf. You have trusted me. You have expected me to do just what I said. You have kept your faith and trust in me, the Lord your God. I am restoring what the palmer worm and the canker worm has stolen. No more hindrances of all that I have promised you. Hear the word of the Lord. I am the Lord your God, strong and mighty in battle, the Lord of hosts. I love you with an everlasting love. You're my precious jewels. Keep looking unto me, your Messiah, the Christ, your Lord and Savior, healing, deliverances, peace, turnaround, strength, be strengthened, and go forth in me. Then I got to Evangelist Shirley, and it was so powerful and so strong. Oh, my goodness, that was such a powerful, powerful move of the Lord through Evangelist Shirley today. I do all that I say, all that I say. I am the Lord your God, the Lord of hosts, the captain of the armies of the Lord. You shall not fight in this battle. I am fighting for you. You shall say, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He worked it out just in time. He's given me the victory. Glory, glory, glory. I am not a man that I should lie. I do all that I say. All that I say, I made the heavens, the earth, and all that therein is. All the world was made and framed by my words. When I decree and declare a thing, and that's what I heard and saw earlier where someone said about decreeing and declaring. He said, when I decree and declare a thing, it shall surely come to pass. It shall surely come to pass. I am the Lord God Almighty. I am the Lord God Almighty. Forever, forevermore, I am with you, the Lord your God. You shall laugh, you shall sing, and shout, the Lord my God is great. He does all that he says. I shall do it. I shall heal, set free, open doors, close other doors. Who is like your God? I am your Savior, your Lord, your constant companion, and your very best friend. And then the phone went out, and Minister Rachel and her family came on. And then I heard, I do all that I say. I'm your Messiah. I take you higher and higher. You're mine. I do all that I say. I am good, and I do all that I say, everything that I say. And then I heard with the children, all that I say, I am the Lord, your God, faithful and true to my word. I do all that I say, all that I say. And then as the young lady, as one of the children were praying, I heard her worshiping the Lord. And she said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and I appreciate him. Then Minister Evangelist Shirley came back on. You shall not turn to the left or to the right. Keep looking unto me. When listen to all that I say, you shall say, the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. The Lord of hosts, I do all that I say, no matter what anyone or the circumstances say. I am your God, and I am faithful and true to you and my word. And that's what I heard. God bless you. Love you. I'm going back on mute. God bless you, Apostle.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Confirmations. I mean, there's a lot of confirmations in there. But you shall go forth. I heard those exact words a couple of times. You shall go forth. I don't know exactly who was speaking when I heard it, but I heard it a couple of times, and I'll say it when I get to my turn. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine, and then we have Sister Faye. So if there's anybody else, press your number one key, and we'll open up your line as well.
Yes, I just want to say happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Amen.
And I just want to just say to Minister Rachel and her family, God bless you. And I tell you, you have a rich blessing in your home. How many parents can pray in the spirit with their children? That's a great blessing.
Amen.
For Minister Carey, who can stand without my God? All I heard with her, I was doing something else, so I did hear that. And Ministry Lane, Lord, take us higher. Come and see what, and then I heard, come and see, this is taken from Psalms 46 and 8 through 11. Come and see what the Lord has done. The desolate has brought on the earth. He maketh wars to cease to the end of the earth. He break the bows and scattereth the spears. He burns the shield with fire. He says, "Be still." And this is what I heard, and I looked up the scripture. That's where I got the scripture from. "Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nation. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." And then I heard, I know your thoughts. The Lord says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways," declared the Lord. And then for Minister Teresa, "Let your light shine so others may be able to see. You must go higher. You can't stay stagnant." And then the word that I heard was "come and buy." So I just looked up the scriptures, Isaiah 55, 1 and 3. "Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the water, and you who have no money, come and buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the riches of fare. Give ears and come to me. Listen, that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promise." That's promised to David. And then Minister Shirley, "Jesus is Lord of Lords. He is King of Kings." And then I heard, "By myself I have sworn, my mouth has uttered in all integrity, a word that will not be revoked. Before me, every knee will bow. By me, every tongue will swear." And then Minister Rachel and the children, I heard, "Just do what I say. I will take you higher." And Minister Rachel, I heard, "You are our Messiah," which means God is with us. And then back to Minister Shirley, Evangelist Shirley, "God is good. Make up your mind." And Hebrews 12 and 29, I heard God is a consuming fire, but I want to just read the whole thing here. "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." Okay.
Hallelujah.
That's it for me for today.
are hearing more and more. Praise the Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, Sister Faye, and if anyone else has any interpretations, press your number one key. Amen. Even if you were not here for all of it and you got on near the end, and then the Lord is just giving you a song in your heart or a scripture. Okay, Sister Faye, welcome.
Oh, hello, everyone, and I wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. I heard from Sister Carrie, yes, I will hear and do. And Ministry Lane says, Lord, take us higher. He comes to take us higher, and none higher than thee. He comes to take us home. And while the praying was going on, I experienced a real sweet fragrance in the room.
Hmm.
I had opened some perfume in my Bible with frankincense and myrrh, but that wasn't what it was. I had cleaned the bathroom using some Lysol, but that wasn't what it was. It was like roses or something, more than one scent mixed together. But it was real pleasant and it was real strong, and it didn't last very long. But for a few minutes or so, I experienced that.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I have smelled the Lord one time. This was a long time ago, and it was like the room filled with roses. And just the closest scent that I could think of as to what that was. But it was a while back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You're God welcome. Is I've never experienced that before.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you, the day that I experienced that, the Lord began to talk to me about being the bride of Christ.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was a very special time. I wish I had marked a date, but I cannot recall the date that happened. But I was in Georgia, in someone's house in Georgia. And that night he was talking to me about being the bride of Christ, and I went to take a shower, and my body was surrounded with red. And then I began to smell that rose smell. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, glory to God. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Amen. Anything else?
No, that's it. I started writing what I felt I had, but it ran into other people's as I started writing down what you were saying.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
There are times when things happen that when special things happen, you know, the Lord says, put that up there, and we have a miracle column up at the top. Maybe I'll read through that today, because I know that even smelling the sweet fragrance, I believe we're going to add that our miracle listing. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Amen. Anyone else? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So, okay. So I'll go on with my interpretation. And I was looking at this today. I'm going to go back and talk about some things that have happened. He wants me to go back and kind of review things that are translations that we've gotten. And today I'm just perceiving to talk about different things that have happened. In March of 2020, that's when we were led to add praying in tongues. This whole, what we're doing right now, it started in March of 2020. Praise God. Hallelujah. And looking at what I wrote, it said, in March of 2020, we were led to add praying in tongues Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Four people volunteered to pray for 15 minutes in tongues. Each, after 1 hour, we listen and receive interpretations. Our scripture, we know our scripture, we read it, Romans 8, 26 and 27, Habakkuk 2. It has been quite a Holy Ghost adventure. Some of the interpretations are word for word. Some here, the same scripture references. We prayed on January 5th, 2021, the day before the siege at the Capitol, and the Lord gave us a vision of angels holding the line. It was awesome because even though there was chaos, their plan was to do much more damage. In June 29th of 2021, there was a miracle that happened. As we were closing the broadcast, the Lord led me to open all 7 lines so that if anyone wanted to speak, they could. No one said anything. As I was closing for prayer, music, loud music, began to play. At first, I thought I touched a button by mistake. Then I realized that someone whose line was open was playing the music. When I closed the line, I saw it was Sister Faye's line. And at that time, Sister Faye was new to us back in June of this year. The song that was playing was Leyenda by Albanez. That's a song that John Kizzy played over and over for many years. And I know every note of that song. Out of the 82.5 billion songs in the world, that song was playing. I thought I had written the rest of it. Sister Faye was playing the song, but we found out the next week that she was not playing that song. She knew nothing about that song, but the song seemed to come through her line because I opened the line and I heard the song. I closed the line and the song stopped. And the Lord told me, open that line again. And when I opened it, I heard that song, Leyenda. That was very interesting to me, and it was a miracle. The song was so loud that it sounded like it was on our board. But for it to be a song that's so significant to me, most people would hear it, not even know what it was. It was a classical guitar player playing it. And so that was very significant. Praise God. And then on the 26th, of October of this year, after we prayed in tongues and gave interpretation, Dr. Leslie came on the line and asked us to pray for the pastor's 3-year-old granddaughter, Willow. She was in the hospital diagnosed with strep and a urinary tract infection with a temperature of 105. The Lord led us to pray in tongues for a few minutes and asked 4 people give an interpretation. And Pastor Catherine felt the Lord healing the fever and Willow's throat. she also heard the scripture Luke 8:50. And when Jesus, the scriptures, when Jesus heard it, he answered him saying, fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole. Then she saw Willow in the spirit running again. And also Pastor Catherine's granddaughter's name is Willow. And then Sister Janza and Evangelist Shirley heard the same scripture. And at the same time, I felt the fever on the right side of my body, and I knew the Lord was working on that. When we finished praying, I spoke with Dr. Leslie, and she was so excited and said that Willow's mother called and told her that during the time we were praying, the fever left Willow, and she was responsive and wanted something to eat. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So those are some of the things that have happened and since we've been praying in tongues. And we're going to add on that sweet fragrance that came into the room. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, and I do believe that something happened in the spirit while Evangelist Shirley went out for a moment. And she was saying that she kind of went out and when she came to. And so something happened in the spirit today. Hallelujah. He'll reveal more to us later. Glory to God. Amen. So let me go to my interpretations for today. With Minister Carrie, I was hearing scriptures. Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. James 1:25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. And the last one is 1 John 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed, in truth. Ministry Lane, I heard, my order is higher than the order of this world. Trust my order. Lay your emotions before me and trust my order. As much as you want to, do not take matters into your own hands. My hands are higher. Put it in my hands. My order says in Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Rest assured that my order shall prevail no matter how it looks and no matter how it feels. My order prevails. Trust my order. And then it was like, you know, she was responding, we trust you, Lord. We magnify your name. We lift you high. Glory, hallelujah. And then with Minister Teresa, I heard scriptures as well. Psalm 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. James 1:25, and that was one that was earlier. That same scripture came up again. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Romans 13:1, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. I got two more. 1 Thessalonians 1:3, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, the labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and our Father. And then I heard the words, my family, my family, my family. And then after that, I heard Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise God. Praise God. And Minister Teresa, I think you're still here. I just really got the impression that God is doing some great things in your family. And you're going to see it not many days hence. You're going to see it with your own eyes. Hallelujah. A lot of times people leave here and then their family changes. But the Lord says you're going to see. You're going to see. Hallelujah. Before he brings you home, you shall see it. Amen. Amen. And then Evangelist Shirley, I saw a vision of someone climbing a vertical wall. The wall was flat and very slippery. And then what I heard the Lord say, the interpretation that I received was, I say, you shall go forth. Say, you shall go forth by my spirit. No matter how tall, flat, and slippery things look, you shall go forth by my spirit. And then singing, Lord God Almighty, for your glory, glory to God, our King forevermore. Our God is glorious. He has won the victory. And Minister Rachel and her family, I just heard the nations are mine. And when the children were praying, Lord, we are your children. Lead us. We follow. Man. Hallelujah. So those are interpretations that I see we have someone who in. Amen. And raise their hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Just hold on for one moment. Listen to this. This is good. I'll be right back. Amen. Hallelujah. I had to go for a moment. Praise God. Okay. Area code 602. Welcome. Tell us who you are.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO. I'm calling to you live from Mesa, Arizona. How are you feeling today, Queen?
Doing wonderful. And you, sir? Pastor, say your name again.
Don Jr., CEO.
Okay, Don Jr., CEO. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So you, okay, Pastor Don. Amen.
Been
so you came
for
on the line.
20 years. Yeah, I just heard what you was dropping. It's very good. I couldn't hold my peace. I'm so thankful that you opened my line. God is doing something amazing now, and everything's about to open back up to come the first of the year. So while we are the people, we have to work together, doing the right thing, spreading love, showing kindness to the meek and the weak and the ones who don't understand.
All right. And we certainly agree with that, sir. Well, God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you for coming on. Amen.
Yeah, well, I want to be on the rest of the show. I'm going to sit back, and I just want to let you know I'm here.
Okay, Pastor Don, thank you. We appreciate it. Amen. We're about to close. We're 9 hours now, so we're about to close. So thank you, sir. We certainly
Amen.
Appreciate hearing from you. And you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Amen.
To you too and all your family. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. As we get ready to close today, amen. That was really nice. Pastor Don from Arizona. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. And I'm trying to see. I see some other people. Let me give a quick shout out. Those who spoke today, amen. We thank you. Those who prayed in tongues, we thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for those who volunteered. We had a nice number of volunteers today. Praise God. And as I say to you, if you know in advance, when you'll have an opportunity to pray in tongues, please just let me know. Amen. And we will schedule you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So a few other people that I see on the line that didn't pray in tongues or have interpretations, we always want to thank you, Reverend Treva from California, being on with us today. Amen. I know you went up in the spirit. I could feel you. Glory to God. And then I don't know, I was going to say evangelist, I was going to say minister, pastor, Micheline, so good to see you today. Praise God. Hallelujah. From New Jersey, so good to see you. Amen. I guess somebody had to come on from Arizona since you've gone home from Arizona. Amen. So good to see you here today and all of you. Hallelujah. A couple of things. You know, we do this every time the Lord just leads us to pray the prayer of salvation, and then we'll tell you about what's going on with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Our scriptures that the Lord has given to us for this, there's many more, but John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. God loves you so much. He wants you to be saved so much. He died for your sins even before you made the decision. Hallelujah. Amen. And then he wanted us to know how easy it is to receive him as Lord and Savior. He did all the work. All he wants us to do is believe and receive him. Hallelujah. So Romans 10 and verse 9. Amen. Amen. Okay, Romans 8. I'll say that. Romans 8 says that the end of Romans 8 says that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So his love is so strong and so awesome that nothing can separate us from his love. And all he wants us to do is to receive him. And that's Romans 10 and verse 9. And it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. So confessing with your mouth, amen, believing in your heart is making a choice to believe what the Bible says about the Lord Jesus Christ. Making a choice to believe. He gave us free will. He gave us a choice. None of us were here 2,000 years ago. And so we have to make a choice to believe that his word is true. His word is right, and to trust him. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart, and you shall be saved. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. To my heart, come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved, I'm born again, Heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And right now we commit and commend you to the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray right now that he fills you with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right, power to even read the word of God, hallelujah, and to understand it and to be a hearer and a doer of the word. And we give God all the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now it's important for you to learn more about your Lord and your Savior. There's many churches all over the place that are Bible-believing churches for you. On Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God, the same phone number, 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And then, where Pastor Willie B. McCoy is the senior pastor, and I am the apostolic of the church. So you can call in, amen, and be a part of us. We invite you to do that. Or there's, like I said, there's many churches in the body of Christ. Hallelujah, amen. But we want to invite you, amen. Hallelujah. So now with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church is on Sunday. And then on Mondays, we have Bible teaching. We call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, where you call in and get excellent Bible teaching. Glory, hallelujah. And that's at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, every Monday, the same phone number. And then on Tuesday, we'll be back next Tuesday. It'll be the 30th of November, and we're here 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And for our Pastor Don, you're there in Arizona. So for you, on next Tuesday, that would be 12 noon. Praise God. And then on Wednesday, our next Wednesday broadcast will be our healing service. And that's December the 8th. Praise God, December the 8th. And you know we have Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Linda Harkey. And I'm the host, and we're there, and we're praying for people. We've seen God heal people. And with that broadcast, it's called Prophetic Healing. The Lord reveals what ailments will be healed, and people call in and are healed. Something happened really awesome our last, and that's the second Wednesday of every month. So the last time we had it, Pastor Price was given a lot of, I think it was about 12 or 13. The Lord just told her about 12 or 13 ailments that would be healed. And people called in and got healed. So we're not the only one that'll hear it. God may tell someone else, and then they call in and get healed. Glory to God. And then on Thursday, let me go back again, for prophetic healing, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Glory to God. And then on Thursday, our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, God in the Mist, we are now celebrating our 9th anniversary. In the month of November. Hallelujah. And so this is going to be on this Thanksgiving, Thursday Thanksgiving. We will have a live broadcast on that night. And I was thinking about doing something different, but my brother is the speaker, Pastor Herbert McCoy, and he's from Dallas, Texas. So he will be speaking on this Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So have yourself a good meal and then join us at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, and get a good word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we've just been having an excellent time. God has been truly in this. We've been celebrating our 9th anniversary on the air, and we have over 1,100 podcasts in those 9 years that are such a blessing. Amen. Amen. I was telling someone today who's writing a book. I said, you writing a book? You need to go to Get 'Em Radio. We talked about how to write a book, get your book on Amazon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God has done a lot of great things over these 9 years. So hopefully we'll see you on Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And that's our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. So we have a little something for everybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and close out in prayer. What we usually do before we go, we'll open the line just for a couple of minutes or so in case anyone has anything that they would like to say. I'm opening all of the lines now. We want to hear from you, and then we're going to close. Pastor Don, you want to say something?
Yes, ma'am. First off, thank you for letting me into your house. It's been very great. I heard the real Raymond word. It was perfect, right on point. God's never on time. He's right on time. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like, bam, it's right there in front of you. I'm just thrilled that I was in the right place, the right time to be able to hear it. Quit.
All right.
Thank you.
Amen.
That's all I got to say. I thank God brought me here, but I'm glad I didn't miss it.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Would you like to be on our text message?
Oh, yes, please. Add me to the text messaging. I've been over 10,000 radio shows, so I'm not new. I was born in the business. You know, I mean, this is where I live, on the radio.
Okay, so you have, do you have a Blog Talk Radio broadcast?
Yeah, I do. I have the Entertainment World Network. We own Wednesdays. I'm a mountain time. I'm sorry, I travel a lot, so I had to get my mind together. It's 7 p.m. East Coast Standard Time, so if you're in Central, that would be 6 p.m., 6 to 8.
Okay, tell us the name of it.
It's the Wind Team Wednesdays.
It's called Wednesday Wednesdays?
No, Winning Team. We have a coalition of 300 professional CEOs all across the world. And on Wednesday, that's when we get together and we discuss what we're working on. And people say, this is the way I can help.
Okay. Say the name of it again. It's called the Winning Team?
Yes, the Winning Team. Yes.
Okay. And that's on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Everything is on the EWWN radio, EWWN radio. Everything is up under that, but the Winning Team is what's moving. These are the people making stuff happen. They're not just listeners, they participants.
Okay.
It's good to
so
listen,
it's called
but when God tells you to move, you got to be ready to move.
Okay. So if we can find you under Winning Team.
Oh, yes. Well, yes, and Don Jr. CEO, D-O-N-J-R-C-E-O. That's on every social network out there. I got like 5,000 of them, and there's one I don't know about. Let me know. Send me a text.
Okay. So is it Pastor Don CEO or Don CEO?
Junior. Don Junior. My father's still here, and I can't forget about him. But Don Junior.
Okay. Okay, CEO. Don Junior CEO. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we find you.
And
okay.
Just Don Junior CEO is just on anybody's social network, because that's what it was before I was a pastor. I was doing Divine Walking.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for
thank
sharing
that. Thank you so
much,
Queen. I really appreciate
Apostle.
You. You have a great day.
Apostle. Ask Pastor
yes,
Don. Is his name Don Green?
Yes, ma'am. It is my name.
Okay. Does Don Green Jr.?
Yes.
Okay, then. All right, then. I'm a Pastor Helen Price, and I was just making sure it was the right one when we go to look for you.
Yes, that is me. And she should have my number.
Yeah, I got your number.
Definitely make sure she contacts me after the show. I love hearing good people of the Lord getting busy doing work. And I got a radio network and only works if you have an audience. Radio doesn't work without an audience. And I'm good at driving traffic, so I feel very comfortable. I'm thanking God for sending me here.
Amen. Thank you so much, sir. God bless you.
Amen. We got something new in 2022. Come on now.
All right. Thank you. Amen. Anyone else?
Hello, and happy Thanksgiving, and God bless everyone. And I just thank God for this program today and give God the glory. This is Reverend Trevor from California. And I just thank you, Apostle Kissy, and everybody else who participated. Great word today.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And happy Thanksgiving. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Amen. Anyone else? Your lines are open. Well, all right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we'll go ahead and pray out. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just bless you. We thank you for all that you did today, all that you're doing, Lord God. Hallelujah. You're awesome. You are awesome. We're so grateful to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. And, Lord, we just ask you even now to redeem the time that we spent. We know, Lord God, that when we do your business, we take care of your business, we know that you're taking care of our business. And so everything that we need to get done and taken care of, we thank you, Lord God, that you redeem that time. And that we'll be able to do it expeditiously and with excellence. Thank you for that, Lord God. And Lord, as we come together, let families come together for Thanksgiving, Lord God. Let us spend that wonderful time together safely, no coronavirus flying around and all that. We thank you, Lord God, that we're all safe as we come together and we have a loving, peaceful time together for Thanksgiving, and that we are at the right place at the right time, wherever you have us to be, Lord God. We thank you that we will be at that place, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and we give you glory even in advance. We lift up those who are missing loved ones, who were here last year or maybe a couple of years ago, and that they may be spending that first or that where their loved one has gone home to be with you. We thank you, Lord, for just comforting them right now in the name of Jesus and giving them peace beyond all understanding, guarding all hearts and all minds, Lord God. Hallelujah. And then bringing back to remembrance the beautiful Thanksgivings that people had together with loved ones and family. We thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. You do all things well. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. And we're going to end our broadcast the way that we started it with a friend of Get 'Em Radio, Joy Bryant, Minister Joy Bryant, and the song Invitation. Have a blessed rest of the day and have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. We turn up. the power, and the glory forever.